May I have your attention, please? Shabbat Shalom, everyone. I'm Tarev Yisroi Hui, Ethan Hawkins. I'd like to serve you forever as a priest on very soon. It's now time to start buying your seats for Sabbath services.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. My name is Savia Shalapo Yeshen Digadeshen. I'd like to serve you forever as a priest starting very soon. It's a privilege and honor to present to you the sons and daughters of Yisrael Hebel now entering the sanctuary. I'll now present one of the Son of Yisrael Abels, one of the Son of Yisrael Abel, Devine Hawkins!
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace be with each and every one of you. The title of my speech today is Peace Through the Laws of Peace. The religions of this world, with their false prophets, have done away with peace by teaching people to reject the only laws that bring peace. The accounts in the Holy Scriptures show how the rejecting of Yahweh's laws and accepting the way of the gods has brought nothing but continual war, vengeance, and retaliation. If you can turn to Genesis 3, it's on page 2, Genesis 3, and I'm going to be reading verse 5 and 7, and it says, For he knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like gods, Elohim, knowing righteousness and evil. And verse 7 says, Then the eyes of both them were opened, and they realized that they had sinned. They had violated Yahweh's laws. Because they had not kept Yahweh's laws, they were afraid. And also you can go to Genesis 4. It's on page 3. Genesis 4, verse 12 and 14, that says, or 12 through 14, that says, When you work the soil, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. You shall be a fugitive, and you will be ever searching for peace on the earth. And Cain said to Yahweh, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground. I shall not be seen by your face. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth. For there shall be continual war, vengeance, and retaliation. This is the same spirit that is continuing among the people of this present day. The world's ideology is peace through war. But let's look at the state of the world because of this way of thinking. I have an article here, and it says, While wars in Syria, Iraq, and Ukraine make headlines, there are other conflicts globally that are overlooked. In addition to the millions of deaths from fighting, there are also millions who suffer from homelessness and hunger as a result of these wars. In another article, it states that 90% of all deaths in war are civilians. Another crisis society faces is suicide. Suicide is the second leading cause of death for college students. Up to 90% of suicide victims have a mental disorder. And this other article says, the connection between suicide and bullying is getting stronger. Many victims of bullying are turning to suicide as a way out of the terror, humiliation, and pain caused by bullies. So we can clearly see that the world has no peace. And these are just some of the curses that mankind is suffering. There are many more. If you can turn over in your books, Yahweh, to page 567. Page 567. It's Isaiah 59, verse 7 and 8. And it says, "Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. They do not know the way to peace, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever walks on them will not know peace." The reason is the righteousness of Yahweh's law is not taught. If you turn over to page 592 in your books of Yahweh, page 592, it's Jeremiah 23, verse 21 and 22. And it says, "I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and caused my people to hear my words, the laws and the prophets, then they would have turned them from the evil of their ways and from the evil of their doings." We are commanded to keep the laws of Yahweh and teach them diligently to our children. If you can turn over to page 152 in your books of Yahweh, page 152, and it's Deuteronomy 6, verse 1 and 7 and 25. And it says, "Now these are the laws, the statutes, and the judgment which Yahweh your Father has commanded me to teach you, so that you may observe them in the land you are crossing over to possess." And verse 7 says, "And you must teach them diligently to your children, and talk about them when you sit in your house, when you walk on the road, and when you lie down, and when you rise up." And verse 25 says, "And it will be our righteousness if we observe to do all of this law before Yahweh our Father as he has commanded us." And also, if you can turn over to Isaiah, Isaiah 54 and verse 13. It's on page 564, and it says, "All your children will be taught by Yahweh, and great will be the peace of your children." Overseer Yisrael Hawkins says in the sixth book of Israel, chapter 4, "The world doesn't know what love is or what peace means. Peace doesn't come from war and fighting. Peace doesn't come from retaliation. It never has. Why would it start now to come from that?" In the 13th book of Israel, Part 1, Chapter 17, Pastor says, "We're the only ones with the answers to bring world peace. Yahweh gives the answer in the Holy Scriptures, but of course, it's been ignored by mankind. And what we're seeing now is the end result of man's way of rejecting the laws of peace." Also in the first book of Israel, chapter 5, and verse 27, Pastor says, "Yahweh promised his people who would come to him, 'I will take sickness, war, and fighting away from you. I will show you the way of life. If you will follow these laws of absolute peace, joy, love, safety, and eternal life.' These are the things Yahweh promises." So we can see that mankind will have to learn that war will never bring peace, but only after 4/5 of the world's population is destroyed by nuclear war will they turn to Yahweh to keep his laws. Then they will realize that peace only comes from keeping Yahweh's 613 perfect laws of peace. And with that, if you all please stand, I'll turn over to the next speaker for prayer.
Now I'd like to introduce Son of Yisrael, Deacon Tawakia Hawkins. Hey! Praise Yahweh. You may all be seated. Now, may the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Be turning over to Genesis chapter 1. I'm going to start off here, and we're going to go through, and we're going to be talking about taking on the image of Yahweh, or taking on the character of Yahweh. Now, in Genesis 1:26, it's on page 1, it says, "Then Yahweh said, I will make man in my image, according to my likeness. They will have rulership." Remember that word rulership. We're going to get into that a little bit later. "Rulership over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." Now that word rulership, Pastor said that's authority. And that's the authority, if we take on the image of Yahweh, we take on Yahweh's character, that's the authority that we will receive. It's a great authority, being able to command the microbes. But remember, Pastor said they have to be able to trust us. And right now, they can't trust us because of all the sin that is taking place. So, what is Yahweh's character? Well, if we look over to Exodus chapter 34, we see what some of the attributes of Yahweh's character is. It's on page 73. If we look at verse 6, it says, "Yahweh passed in front of him and proclaimed, Yahweh, Yahweh Almighty, merciful and compassionate, long-suffering and abounding in righteousness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but by no means leaving unpunished those who are guilty, who visits the sin of the fathers and upon the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation." And all of these things that I'm reading, these are the attributes of Yahweh. And I'm sure we've heard these over and over again. In fact, there was a workshop manual back in 2003, I believe it was. It was called The Seeds of Yisrael. And they actually went into detail each and every one of the attributes of Yahweh. But in verse 8 it says, "So Moshe made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. Then he said, If now I have found honor in your sight, O Yahweh, let my heavenly Father go with us, I pray. Although this is a stiff-necked people, forgive our iniquity and our sin, and take us as your inheritance." Now notice that. Forgive us of our iniquity and our sin. Now, the world thinks that Yahweh, or who they call God, which we know Yahweh is not a God, but they make him sound like this evil person that's always harsh and he's always angry, but Yahweh is not. He's very forgiving. And we need to look at that. And say, well, let's say someone wrongs us. We need to look at that as how Yahweh would deal with that, how Pastor would deal with that, how Yahshua would deal with that. And we need to deal with the situation in the same exact way. Not getting upset at that person, well, you did this, so now I'm going to do this back at you. Nope, not doing that, but forgiving them. Because that's what Yahweh would do. That's what our overseer would do. And that's what Yahshua would do. We have plenty of examples set before us. Now, in verse 10, it says, "And he said, I am making a covenant with you in front of all your people. In front of all your people, I will do marvels such as has not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among you whom you are shall see the work of Yahweh, for it is an awesome thing that I will do with you. Observe what I command you this day. I am driving out from in front of you the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite." And then if we, in verse 12 it says, "Be careful that you make no treaties with the inhabitants of the land where you are going, or they will be a snare in your midst. But you shall destroy their altars, break their sacred poles, and cut down their sacred poles, Asherah poles." And then in verse 14, "You shall worship no hinder gods, Elohim, at all, for Yahweh, who is zealous of his children, is a zealous father." And so we see Almighty, merciful, compassionate, long-suffering, abounding, possesses righteousness and truth, keeping mercy, forgiving, punishes sin, Heavenly Father. But also, whenever we see that punishes sin, he doesn't come down just striking people down. No, he's forgiving, but he also doesn't let sin get away. Okay, remember, we have to nip sin in the bud, and that's what we are being trained to do. Heavenly Father, making the covenant with his, doing marvel, awesome, and zealous. So don't those just sound really great? Those are really great attributes to have, right? Praise Yahweh. And these are the things that we should be striving to take on. Now, there are four steps that we have to take to receive this rulership. And we're getting back a little bit into this, into the authority or the rulership. But there's four steps that we have to take in order to receive the authority that Yahweh is offering us. The first one is repent. In Luke 13, verse 5, you don't have to turn there. I'm just going to read it real quick. But in Luke 13, verse 5, it says, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. And it says the same thing in verse 3. Unless you repent, but notice, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Now remember, in Yekexkia, chapter 18, it talks about the soul that sins, it will die. So if we have any little bit of sin, if we're breaking Yahweh's laws, we will receive the consequences. Remember, punishes sin. That's one of Yahweh's attributes. He's not going to let sin go uncorrected. The second step that we have to take is confess. Now, there's a law, positive law 73, actually. I'll read it real quick. It says, we must confess our sins to Yahweh and repent for them and be converted to the keeping of Yahweh's laws. So repent, confess our sins and repent so that we can be converted to the keeping of Yahweh's laws. In Numbers 5, verse 5, in Numbers chapter 5, verse 6 through 7, we get a little bit more detail on this law. It's on page 113, and it says, speak to the children of Israel, when a man or woman commits any wrong common to mankind, being unfaithful to Yahweh, that person is guilty, and must confess the sin that he has committed, breach of trust, wrongful misappropriation of the property of another, living or dead. He shall make restitution for his trespass in full value, plus one-fifth of the valuation, and give it to the one he has wronged. So notice that. He must confess what he has committed, and also make restitution, or pay back. And then there's other laws that go along with that. But he must confess and make restitution for what he has done. So, after we've repented and we've confessed, then there's baptism. And we have an example in Matithiah chapter 3, actually, of Yahshua when he was baptized. In Matithiah chapter 3, it's on page 729. In verse 13, it says, and Yahshua came from Galilee to the Jordan, to Yochanan, to be baptized by him. Now remember what Yochanan said. He said in verse 14, but Yochanan protested to him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? So notice, Yochanan was saying, I am the one that's supposed to be baptized by you, not me baptizing you. But Yahshua answered and said, saying to him, allow this now, for this is proper for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he permitted him. And then when Yahshua was baptized, went up immediately out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open to him, and he perceived by a revelation the Spirit of Yahweh descending and entering into him. So notice, it is proper to fulfill all righteousness. So that's one example of baptism. There's many other examples, but after we've repented, confessed, and we've been baptized, then there's conversion. And then there's a scripture that we hear all the time, Acts 3:19. Repent therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out, and that times of refreshing may come from the presence of Yahweh. And also, there's several books that have been published by the House of Yahweh that go into detail about these four steps. But one that goes into great detail about it is in the Baptism Yahweh's Way. And if you've ever been baptized, then you've read that book. And I encourage, go back and read those books. They're all in the study guide, or you can get the booklets off the bookshelves. But go back and read these booklets, because you'll realize how much you've missed whenever the first time you've read them. But taking on the image of Yahweh doesn't just mean, well, I know Yahweh, I know his attributes, and I can do this. Remember what it says in 1 Yochanan. He who says, I know him, but does not keep his laws, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So you can say you know Yahweh, you can say you know what Yahweh's character is, you can say what you know how to do it, but if you don't do it, then you're a liar, and there's no truth in you. Now, taking on the image of Yahweh includes becoming a servant. And remember, Pastor has given many, many, many sermons on becoming a servant. But this one is in the ninth book of Israel, part 1, the chosen branch, chapter 28, and verse 5. And he says, of course, Yahweh, in this time period, he hasn't called you out to a bed of roses by any means, or to make you rich, or to get you involved in the deceitfulness of riches. That's what the world is wanting. They want to be rich. They want to be involved in the deceitfulness of riches. He brings you, this is what Pastor's saying, he brings you to his house and tells you to become servants. Well, that may not look very well, very great, coming from the world. Well, look, we had all of these things, and now we got to be servants? Well, notice what comes later. He calls you to his house to become servants and to learn to be servants to one another. I brought some of this out. I need to bring more. But if you studied carefully Isaiah 58, you see the character of Yahweh in Isaiah 58 exactly. And in Yahshua's character. Remember, Yahshua had that same character. In Yahshua's character, who said, you can't be this way. You can't be lords, you know. You can't lord it over anymore, anyone. You can't be rulers over anyone. You've got to be servants. You've got to be servants to people. You've got to. That's the only thing that will work and bring peace to one another. And that's what Yahweh is choosing for his kingdom. The greatest servants will get the greatest job. So if you're the greatest servant, then you'll get the greatest job. It may not sound great right now. It may not sound, well, I got to do everything for everybody else. If you look at it that way, then you're not going to get very far. If you look at it, well, I'm helping this person achieve to become a righteous teacher, and I'm helping myself, I'm bettering myself. Don't look at it as a negative thing. Look at it as something that's going to benefit you. But the greatest servant will receive the greatest job, the greatest positions, the greatest authority. The greatest authority. And remember what we've read in Genesis 1:26, what that authority is. That's what he shows in the Holy Scriptures. But they will use the authority they get for service. So any authority that they get, the ones that are proven themselves, they're going to use it for service. They're not going to use it for their own means. They're going to use it to serve other people. Service to others. And that's what we're training for right now. That's what we've been training for years and years and years. Then remember that Satan lifted herself up and lifted herself up and became a god, but she will be brought down. She wanted to lord over everyone. She wanted to be the ruler. She wanted to be the one that told everyone what to do. In Isaiah 14, verse 11, we're told what's going to occur and what she did. In Isaiah 14, verse 11, it's on page, it's your page number here. In Isaiah 14, verse 11, it's on page 538. It says, your pomp pride is brought down to the grave. Sheol, with the sound of your harps, the worm, maggot, is spread under you, and the worms cover you. How you have fallen from heaven, O Hillel, Lucifer, Aphrodite, Venus, child of the light, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. Remember what a possession she had, but she threw that all away. And she raised herself up. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend above the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of Yahweh. I will sit in the highest place of the holy mountain of the congregation. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. You will be brought down to Sheol, the grave, to the sides of the pit. Those who see you will stare at you, and they will talk about you, saying, is this the one, the adversary, who shook the earth and made the kingdoms tremble? So notice that. I will be like the Most High. Well, remember, there was another person in the scriptures that did the same thing. His name was Korah. And remember what occurred to him. Well, if you don't, we're going to read it. But in Numbers, we see what occurred and what he was saying. Well, we're all holy. The whole congregation is holy. We all should be talking to Yahweh. Or we all are talking to Yahweh. We have this person in our house that we're talking to, and they're telling us these things, and these things are great, and so on and so forth. But remember that there is the ones that are sent. And if you're not the one that is sent, then you can't go and proclaim these things. Remember that what Yahweh said, that I've not sent these prophets, yet they ran. They went out teaching their own doctrine. But in Numbers chapter 16, verse 3. We'll start on verse 3. It says, they gathered together to oppose Moshe and Aaron and said to them, you have gone too far. The whole congregation is holy. The whole congregation is holy, every one of them, and Yahweh is with them. Why then do you exalt yourselves and set yourselves above the assembly of Yahweh? And then if we look down to verse 5, we see then he said to Korah, this is Moshe, he said to Korah and all his followers, tomorrow morning Yahweh will show who is holy, who is his, and who is holy. And he will have that person come near him. The man he chooses will cause to come near him. And then he gives instruction on what they're supposed to do. But in if we skip over to verse 28, then Moshe said, by this you will know that Yahweh has sent me to do all of these things, and that it is not done of my own will. If these men die a natural death and experience only that which usually comes to pass against men, then Yahweh has not sent me. But if Yahweh creates a new thing, and the earth opens up and swallows them up along with all that belongs to them, they go down alive in their grave, then you will understand that these men have rejected Yahweh. As soon as he finished speaking these things, all these words, the ground split apart underneath them, and the earth opened up its mouth and swallowed them up along with their households, and all Korah's men and all their possessions were swallowed up with them. So notice that. They rejected Yahweh. They said, well, we're all holy. They lifted themselves up like gods. And notice what occurred. They received the consequence. Because Yahweh is not going to let sin go. He's going to make sure that it's stopped. Because it cannot be allowed in Yahweh's kingdom. So I encourage everyone to become servants. Strive to take on the image of Yahweh. Take on the 13 attributes. And becoming a servant to one another. Because that is very, very important to Yahweh's kingdom. Because remember, the greatest servant will receive the greatest position. So with that, if you all please stand, I have the great honor and privilege to turn the services over to the great Kahan Ilya.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may all be seated. The news starts off this week in one of the more bizarre things that I think I've ever seen. In Dubai this week, of course, everyone's celebrating, having the party on the last day of year, trying to say, surely I didn't die. I made it through another year after their sinful ways of living. But in Dubai, they had a situation where they had one of their skyscrapers on fire and flames literally going up the side of the building, 20 stories, but they could not stop the fireworks show. It had to proceed. And you'll see a burning skyscraper along with a massive, the largest fireworks display on earth, was held in Dubai at the same time because, like they said, the party must go on. We can't stop this party, this rejoicing. But it truly shows the mindset that we see in our world today. Going on, the leader of North Korea said in his New Year's speech that they are ready for a holy war of justice. If anyone challenges them or messes with North Korea, they are ready. Of course, they've always threatened. They have nuclear capability, and they're saying a holy war of justice. Now, going along, remember, as we have this war, the party can't stop, right? Well, Ashley Madison, if you remember a website where you can hook up, you can have an affair. In fact, their motto, their slogan is, life is short, have an affair. When your life was short because you had an affair, that's the problem. They actually, due to after these Catholic priests, there were many other people who were exposed on the websites of having accounts there and doing these things. Did the membership drop? No, it actually has went up 4 million more in the last few months. So, of course, this continues to go on. Now, as this is building in the UK, they're saying that they now have what they're calling a super gonorrhea. A super gonorrhea that the medical field is openly saying, if you get this, when you get this, we can't do anything about it. That's it. There's nothing we can do for you. Now, that's very different from we can make you live a little longer. They're telling everyone, once you get it, you've got it. You're going to have to die with it, more or less. And then, of course, Costco, not just Costco. This is the store that's thrown out there. But Costco buys their foods from the same place that Walmart's and all these other places are getting their foods from. A lady purchased some salmon. You know, you want to eat healthy, got some salmon, took it home, laid it out just to see worms crawling out of her food, parasites. Now, the answer for this was just cook it and get it up to 145 degrees for 15 minutes on the inner parts of the fish, and it should be okay to eat. Now, notice that's the same thing they tell you with pork. Of course, you're trying to kill a parasitic worm and you can't do it. And listen to the man's comments. If that's what I got to do to eat parasites, then I don't want it. Well, he's going to find out there's a lot more that he's eating that is the same way. But it's mind-blowing because they actually show you the worms crawling out of the fish. And then now they're saying the El Nino. This could be, notice, the words greatest ever, greatest in history. These are very important because Yahshua said that the troublous times would be the greatest in this time period. We have still have massive drought. They're saying close to 1 billion trees will be lost in California. 1 billion trees. That is a lot of tree. When you're talking about thirst of water and they can't survive. And of course, trees aren't the only thing that's going to die from this. But they're also, notice, there's no water, there's not much rainfall in California, but why is all the water in Missouri? Why is the Mississippi flooding? Why is our water not dispersed evenly? Of course, that's not a mystery in the house of Yahweh, but the scientists themselves are still trying to figure out what's going on. So we have some of the greatest floods, and we also have the greatest droughts at the same time in one country. And also, going on with, we're talking about a banking system and a money system. There's some sections we've taken out of a program from RT, Russia Today, and they're talking about how if you're part of the system and you're trying to get ahead and you're wanting to get forward, you want to save some money, there's nothing you can do but be a slave to the banking system. You're in a system, you can't get ahead, it's made so you can't get ahead, it's made so you can be controlled. It's not a system to help, it's a system to control. And of course, remember, Moshe, Yahweh sent Moshe to ask people to come out of this Egypt, this system of slavery. Also goes in to talk about a little bit how Saudi Arabia now is selling their oil. Remember, Saudi Arabia says they need $100 a barrel. Imagine that you can make it on $30 a barrel. This is your income. It costs you $10. At $20 or $30, you're making money. But you want to live an extravagant lifestyle. You don't want to reduce it. Your lifestyle needs $100 a barrel. Well, the market's not selling at $100 a barrel anymore, but you still want to live that way. Well, due to that mindset, Saudi Arabia ran a deficit of $98 billion just this last year. And, of course, they flooded the market because everyone's wanting to sell oil. Well, Saudi Arabia is now asking, why will nobody buy our oil? We're wanting to sell it. Why will they not buy it? We need this oil. We need the money for this oil. Well, of course, hurt not the oil or the wine, the way of living. Also, Russia saying this week, reiterating this week, that NATO is considered a threat to Russia. Now, remember, when something's considered a threat, that means you're preparing to do something about it. It's a threat, so unless you do something, it's going to affect you in a negative way. So keep that in mind, because also while this is taking place, Iran recently shot a missile toward a ship that was in the Strait of Hormuz. It was a U.S. naval ship. Now, Iran says they were not shooting at the ship. America says it missed by 3/4 of a mile. But once again, Iran has also said that if you put sanctions on us because of our missile program, we will speed it up. We're not going to slow down. We're going to speed up. There's reasons for that. Also, the Iranian Ayatollah is calling for all Muslims to create a new civilization for Muslims, trying to unite Muslims together because of what's taking place with this war on religion, this war on any form of righteousness. And then Pope Francis saying this last week that it's not just war that separates peace, it's indifference. And of course, he's talking about indifference to doing what he says needs to be done or following what the divine serpent says need to be done. If you're not in agreement, you're indifferent with the church. That, they're saying, leads to war. And then last but not least, the United States wanting to put in more money into Iraq to bring peace. Keep in mind, they've already put in $1.7 trillion into Iraq. And conveniently, this money has been paid to corporations or private contractors. And listen very carefully how it's taking place, and you'll understand why gifts and bribes, are something we should not take. It corrupts the mind. It's all for a love of money. And there's no peace. There's nothing building except wealth in certain people's pockets. And of course, at the end, the man describes it perfectly. It is nothing but the perfect definition of insanity. And at this time, if we could go ahead and play the news. The greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Yisrael, Abel Hawkins.
I get to see you early today. Praise Yahweh. Let's go. Praise Yahweh. You may be seated. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. We've got a world at war. They're calling it the Third World War. And of course, this one, they say there's no winners in this war. So they do have that much understanding. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. There's a new STD out that you need to know about. Now, this was first discovered in monkeys. And then somehow or another, it got over into the pork, the pigs. And now it's become a virus that's carried by mosquitoes. And, of course, by man's activities, and it's something that's really affecting the birth of children. It seems like that it affects the skull of the child, and of course the children have this. There's no hope for them. Have to be taken care of all their lives until they're dead. They can't act on their own. This is how it affects the brain. This is the shape the world is getting into. And, of course, I want to show you quickly why. It's not the sermon, but I want to show you quickly why that this is taking place, how it started, and so forth. The time is very short now, as you, I hope all of you understand that. We still have somewhat to go in building the character that Yahweh wants. Yeshua said, you're not going to be accepted by me unless you're accepted by Yahweh. And, of course, to be accepted by Yahweh, you're going to have to humble yourselves, as Yeshua said, and I do mean all of you. I mean, especially widows. Widows have a problem, and we tell them when they come here, if you'll get your mind off of men, you know, we'll help you, we'll train you, we'll praise Yahweh. You can grow in Yahweh's knowledge, and you can be saved. You can actually be saved when the apostle said, if you'll yield yourself to the teaching, Yahweh's lawful teachings of the priest, because the priest, get this in your head. Get this in your head. You're not a priest, woman. You're not a priest, woman. You understand that? Clap. Clap to it. Give Yahweh applause. There you go. You're not a priest, but the priest's lips keep knowledge. And there's where you have to go for guidance. And if you don't stop this going out on your own and being your own head, you won't be saved. And that's a scriptural fact. Oh, boy, would I could get everybody to understand that. These things are written for your sake. Not only the widows, everyone. The beast is planning something for the parents. They're planning on, right now, they're getting ready, getting the road set up to where they can stop drivers. It makes me think of a whole gob of scriptures here. You'll not just be stopped and show your driver's license. You're going to be questioned. And, of course, Yeshua said, parents will betray children. Children will betray their parents. They're going to be doing this out on the highway. Instead of teaching your children wheels and independence and freedom from Yahweh's house to where you get the knowledge of Yahweh and train for the job that Yeshua said. Remember, Yeshua said, I'm coming, and I'm going to give a job to everyone that's capable of it. Now, the reason I put that there is because he said in another place, no one can come unto me unless Yahweh grants it. And if you don't train yourself in Yahweh's laws, totally submitting to those laws, he won't give you a job. He'll say, get away from me, you workers of iniquity. The problem with your actions also is they're bleeding over into the teachings, the character of my children. Yes, and we see it in the children when you do this. When we see righteousness in the children, I brag on them and I say, you know, that's you they're looking at. That's your teaching. You're doing a great job. When I see evil coming forth from the teaching, I see the evil teaching and character of the parents, or a rebellious parent in the house. And I've seen this several times, and families fall away. I don't want to see it in this last group. You know, we're close enough now. We're close enough now to the kingdom, you know, to the time when Yahshua stands in front of you and says, get away from me, you workers of iniquity. When you yield to Satan as Eve did. And that's why the Catholic Church does not want you to obey your head. That's why the Catholic Church wants you to be free, so you can go out and sin, so you don't have to follow the teachings of Yahweh. They want the women to be their own heads. And if a woman is her own head, she's got a fool for a head. And she's leading herself and everyone she defiles into wickedness, into evil, into iniquity. Well, they're going to stop and question you. And of course, they'll investigate then. After that, they will have investigators that will follow up this information they get from the questioning. And Yahshua said at that time, you're going to see children betray their parents. Parents betray their children. They will lead you away into captivity to question you more after that. It might even be where they'll use some kind of torture to make sure they get all the truth out of you. Everything they can use. This is going to be the worst time in history that we're facing right now. And I can see it coming. Already the articles are coming out in the news that we're getting. You know, you could be training your children instead of wheels, and freedom to get away from the house of Yahweh. You could be training them daily. We got books galore. We got films galore. You could take what Yudidia said that everyone should read is the Mark of the Beast. He said that is the best book there is. And he, praise Yahweh, I agree 100%. I wrote that book back in the 70s, two volumes of it. And everything there, the great Kohan last week was talking about this Mark of the Beast. And just one page. But those books are filled with information that you really need. You know how long it would take you to teach that to your children? You wouldn't have time to teach him to get on some wheels and take off, I know. And that's what you're putting in his head already. This is a glorious thing to do. You know, this is where you go out and get yourself run over, killed, your body tore up. Some of you die, some of you wind up in the hospitals with big bills that'll never be paid. This is what's going out on the highways. Road rage, they call it. Road rage. You don't need to be teaching your children that. Yeshua said, what did he say? 633. Anyone remember that? Hold up your hands. Seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness. Then transportation will be provided for you where you can be on earth 1 minute and on the moon the next if you want to. Yes, Yeshua had that. Instant travel. In fact, he went to Yahweh Shammai and back in just a few minutes. Turn over to Revelations and let me cover that before I get into the sermon here. Last book of Revelations, the last chapter in Revelations. Revelations 22. Revelations 22. And look at verse 12. Behold, I come quickly. Yes, it's going to be very quickly now because you're hearing the sermon preached. You're seeing the governments mangled around. You're seeing them putting forms to where they can't get out. They have to yield or sanctions come against them. And this is what rose up before, as I intend to explain in this sermon. And of course, it's led us to what we see today. But he says, verse 12, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work will be. Now, if you're not ready for work, if you're not trained for Yahweh's work, if you got 1 ounce of iniquity in you, he says in Matithias 7, I'm going to say unto you, get away from me, you workers of iniquity. Rebellion. Rebellion is one of the things that won't be tolerated at all. Rebellion is what brings on this right here. 2,400 babies are born with brain damage, possibly due to mosquito-borne virus. The pathogen known as Zika, Z-I-K-A, and first discovered 70 years ago in monkeys, it's a virus. It's an STD that's mutated. It was fine in the monkeys where it belonged. It did a job there, I'm sure, as the trichna does in pork. But when it was mixed with man and then mixed with pigs, and then it comes out all mutated, and now it can go back to man or pigs because it's got part of it, each one of them, in it. It can go to monkeys. It can be carried by mosquitoes. It's a horrible thing. An unprecedented situation, unprecedented in world scientific research. The ministry said in a statement on its website, according to CNN, Zika virus, what you need to know, more than 2,400 suspected cases of microcephalia and 29 deaths of infants that occur this year. Last year, the country only had 147. The situation, he said in an interview with CNN, that women may want to hold off on getting pregnant. These are newborns who will require special attention their entire life. We talk about a generation of babies that's going to be affected. A generation of babies. What did Yeshua say about this generation? You remember that? It's really, really bad. Really bad. And of course, it started with bestiality. Homeland Security reported readily deportation raids early next year. We're in that year now, 2016. They're getting ready. This is going to be something that's going to probably affect every home in the world. I'm glad you're not in the world. I'm glad you're coming out of the world. They're getting ready for big time law enforcement, and they're using one thing after another to investigate every person. The New York Pope Francis embraced Christendom, and laid a foundation for a one-world religion. Now, the scripture should start popping into your mind about that one-world religion because it's taught in the scriptures, which I am going to try to cover here today. We're doing our utmost to reach the world right now. This is the latest. As you can see, we're at the top again, the very top. Israel Hawkins writes open letter to Pope Francis to clear up misconceptions this week. Now, that was last week, and we've never seen a rise like this before. This has topped them all. In just a few days, 130,618 readers. Praise Yahweh. The other one, Israel Hawkins, explains what the Bible really says about the fourth commandment, and that is still climbing. Education is the key to end the worldwide chaos with ISIS, Syria, Iraq, and all other religious nations, says Israel Hawkins. That's up to over 100,000. This right here, I wanted to show you this picture last week. There we are at the top last week. And there's four others written about the Pope there underneath us, four others. But the one that was read the most, coming from right here, from you. Pope chides intoxication with consumerism in Christian Eve homily. I don't think I want to cover this one today. I think I want to stick with the other. Let me see. Yeah. I just wanted to show you that one thing on that one. What I really want to cover is right here. Anti-Muslim hatred. No, I got one below first. Crime against Muslims. Americans and mosques rise sharply. Well, this is the hatred now that's coming forth due to something that might have been staged in France. Anti-Muslim hate crimes have tripled in the U.S. since the Paris attacks. Did you get that? Now, this is taking peace from the earth big time. It's creating hatred big time. And, of course, they're blaming the newspapers for reporting it, but this they wanted reported so that they could build hatred against these people. If you remember, Malachi Martin, he let us in on this, the plans of the Roman Catholic Church. It's never changed since the days of Cain. He let us in on it, and he said, everyone who will not worship this Queen of Heaven, whom they call Mary or Isis, both of them worship the same goddess. And, of course, they stopped calling her Isis now, if you notice, and they call it ISIL in order to get away from this so-called holy name of Isis, which proves they're both worshiping the same goddess. But this same goddess is preparing the world for war. She's not preparing the world for love and peace in any way. And there's a lot of people know that this thing on global warming that 196 nations formed, 196 nations formed, pledge their allegiance to the Pope in doing so. They know that this is they're voicing their thoughts that this is being done to put in a one-world government ruled by the same one that proposed this. This is Los Angeles Times. After terror attacks, Muslim women say headscarves have made them targets for harassment. You remember the words in Isaiah? Isaiah 59, where it says, Yahweh's hand is not shortened that it cannot he save, or his ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have cut you off from him. Iniquities, remember that word when you start having troubles and you refuse to humble yourselves and start going through the house on everything. Go to the priest, their lips are to keep the laws, and they will teach you the laws. Where do you get that? We have classes everywhere. And I keep telling the teachers new classes, form this. Get it to going quickly. We need it in the house. Everything is right here for you to develop your minds to receive a job from Yahweh, to be accepted by Yahshua. After terror attacks, Muslim women have made themselves prey. That's what Isaiah 59 says. Make anyone who turns from evil in any way. I was told by the shoppers that they saw one with the headscarf on. I can't pronounce it. I thought I had it down. But anyway, it's the one that wraps around the head and the face shows. But the way they wear it, it's kind of like a bonnet where you can't see unless you get in front of the person. But anyway, she was shopping. Her husband was standing close by her, and he would come over and talk to her, say a few words, and then while she was in the vegetable section and shopping, and he would say a few words to her and then back off. But he stood guard. He was standing guard for his wife, and it was readily obvious that was what he was doing. Someone came up and commented, praise Yahweh. That's a wonderful thing, wonderful love that you said that was displayed there. Someone came up and complimented him on his wife's looks and behavior. And I thought that was great, too. He might have been planning on later to try to find where he lived and go set a trap for him. You can't tell. You can't tell with the world. They'll say one thing, like the Pope says, and when they actually have evil, as King David said, they come to you saying shalom when peace is far from them. They actually mean war. Global warming. Alarmists have another agenda. There's a lot of people that are seeing what we're bringing out that shows what the Scripture says, of course, that the Catholic Church is wanting to resurrect the Roman Empire, which they want to bring in a one-world government. Well, we see that in the Scriptures. I wrote about it in the Mark of the Beast. Showed you there what was going to take place. I didn't understand all the details at that time that we see today taking place, but we do see these now, and of course, if you'd read that Mark of the Beast, Yeshua said, I tell you these things in advance, so when they occur, you will believe. If you just get it in your mind, only Yahweh can foretell these things, can reveal the secrets, can tell you about the war, the bomb that was going to be created by the increase in knowledge that took place. The increase in knowledge was forecast in about 500 BCE. The bomb wasn't started till 1934, at which time Daniel saw two others. And Yahweh actually allowed one of them to speak to Daniel in a vision and tell him when the end will be. Now that's the amount of trouble that Yahweh has gone to show you where his house is and where you can have an eternal job if you'll just get your priorities right. Come out of the world. Get out of the world. Don't have any part to do with it. About 65 million years ago, that's baloney, come straight from the pig's mouth, an asteroid or comet plunged into the earth and wiped out the dinosaurs. Mindful of that dreadful event now, taking that dreadful event, this group, this religion, planned something in order to take advantage and bring people their way. Mindful of that event, a group of busybodies convened a summit. Eating at 5-star restaurants, staying in posh hotels, and meeting daily for 2 weeks. The religious furor, and I think what they put here was fever, but I think he meant furor, Hitler. Hitler was the furor, and I think that's what the man meant. The religious furor of the group had all of the earmarks of a cult. Speaking, of course, of the Pope and his meeting with the 196 nations or states. At the conclusion, they passed a resolution that committed each nation. Get that now. At the conclusion, they passed a resolution that committed, it put them into obligation, committed each nation to relinquish some of its sovereignty to a world government. A world government. The problem for global warming alarmists is that the basis premise of their argument is defective. Even though one can demonstrate that carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas in a lab, the empirical evidence indicates that in the real world, increased CO2 in the atmosphere doesn't translate into higher Earth temperature. Well, there's a lot of argument against this, of course, and they say, no, it has nothing to do with these higher temperatures. And these are scientists that's saying this with scientific tests backing them up. Another article, "We Must Heal Dangerous Divisions in the World." Now, that's the title of the article. And this is what the Pope is saying. We must heal all these dangerous divisions with these radical religions out there. We've got to get rid of. That will heal it. This will heal this. And everybody come under the sway of the Catholic Church, who, of course, is like Cain. And if you don't come under the sway of the Catholic Church, Isis, that is the Queen of Heaven, spoken of by Jeremiah the prophet, and you know what they come at him with? The women. Remember? The women came at him with money. With money. And saying, we're going to make our own decisions with this money. We're going to make plans with this money. It's going to be our way out. Just in case Israel's not right. Well, that was your way out. That was it. Making the plans shows your heart is not with the work. And you know, when it's that way, you need to repent and you really need to get your mind back into this as Isaiah 58 says. Isaiah 58. Can you remember? How many remembers that chapter and what it's talking about? Raise up your hand. Not very many. If you will turn your foot from the Sabbath. Turn your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your own thing. Get away from your own independence. Turn your foot to Yahweh. Get Satan out of your mind. Satan standing there saying, oh, this is okay. This is not sin. You can do this. And then you say to your husband, oh, this is fun. This is great. Look at the money I'm making. Look at the money I'm putting in the bank. Man, I've gotten it hid everywhere. That's exactly what they came after with Jeremiah. And they said, our husbands is aware of this. Well, sure they were, just like Adam was. What a gob of money we had when we served Satan. You need to associate one with the other. To him who will turn his foot to Yahweh, then you will find joy in Yahweh. The only thing you got now is uncertainty. You'll actually find joy in knowing Yahweh has told me my future. And if I do this, if I come to the character that Yahweh requires, I'll be accepted into Yahweh's kingdom by Yahshua Messiah. The world is going down. Put your hopes in the world, and its wheels or its airplanes or whatever, it's got to take your attention away from Yahweh. Out traveling to go to mama's on Christmas, New Year celebration. Oh, you're as stupid as a pig that you eat. Here's the real world. We must heal dangerous divisions in the world. To the Pope, that means getting rid of you. To the Pope, that means setting up roadblocks where they can get information and question you about your parents and what they do, so they can have a history on each person, where they live, if they keep Yahweh's Sabbath, do they use the name Yahweh. These are the things they're hunting, the same things they hunted in Hitler's day. History said the Franks of London, they were out of reach of the Roman Catholic. I'll read this, and I got history I want to read you. But I know you remember Anne Frank's, you know, the Diary of Anne Frank's. Everybody has read the Diary of Anne Frank's or saw the movie or something at one time. Her daddy took it and made a million out of it or two or a few. They called her a Sabbatist. Hitler was hunting all the Sabbatists, which meant someone who kept the Sabbath. Hitler had all kinds of roadblocks set up. The only difference in Anne Frank and the ones who were hunting to kill her was that they required that they wear an arm identification around their thing showing that they were hated by the Catholic Church and intended to kill them. They're just waiting for their death to come. When they got through using them as slaves, there's no longer fit for slaves, they put them in the gas tanks. This was the people that say they're Germans. Yeah, their heads is full of germs, that's for sure. Viruses, Hitler's was too. Hitler is very well accepted in America now. The ones that are saying we should be like Hitler. We shouldn't be like Yahweh. We shouldn't be righteous like Yahweh. We should be like Hitler. They're tops on the list. The Pope and one politician is the two favorites of the world, and both of them are saying we need to be like Hitler. Turkey just made the same statement, the president of Turkey. He says, Hitler had the right idea. We need to follow the steps of Hitler. Said it this week. I don't know if we had that on the news or not. I forgot about it till just now. But the ones who follow Hitler, Hitler killed off all of these unwanted religions, especially those who kept the Sabbath. And, of course, Anne Frank's. But that was Frank's. You'd never associate that with Hebrew people, would you? These Hebrew people called themselves all kinds of things. When they got out of Israel to keep from being persecuted under the armies that was formed in 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter, where they wanted to go back to Egypt and follow the gods, meaning they wanted to follow the gods, not walk back to Egypt or anything, but they formed themselves armies with kings. And then Daniel was shown that this one was going to be the greatest of all. And of course, every scholar knows that was the Roman Catholic Empire, the Holy Roman Empire, called themselves holy. And they had these armies. They had this great roving army that people said, you know, well, it disappeared. Yeah, it disappeared like the soldiers from Iraq that came back to America. It disappeared right into the nations, into the activities, taking over the political offices. They were all trained for it. They were ready to disappear into the public. And that's what they have. They disappeared into the public in all nations. That's how the Pope has its way. They didn't need an army at that time. At that time, they took political offices in all of these nations that they had captured, and they had people in every nation serving them that could sway America or any other nation to let sodomy go through the Supreme Court and be accepted over Yahweh. Where did that put Yahweh? It shows, they proved. Yahweh actually made them prove to him that they would accept an evil vice like this over his righteous laws. He's held nothing back. He said he's going to let them. That's what he said in Genesis, the 10th chapter. From this point on, nothing will be withheld from them. And he's let them go their own way. He's let Eve's develop all over. I'm talking about Mother Eve. He's let them develop all over the world. All over the world. And Adam, whose brain, after Eve got through with him, was also infected with pig meat, swine's flesh, confusion. It's an odd thing. This new STD, it actually crosses, it's crossed. It's a three-way cross of monkey, man, and pig. Now, this is a mutation now that can go throughout the whole earth and is on its way. The scientists know what's causing this. They don't trace it back to Eve and rebellion, but that's where it started, with Eve and rebellion. She was deceived. And the Catholic Church is still deceived, like the whole world now is deceived. Gone the way of Cain, which is war, violence, fighting, all over, sickness and disease. Well, he says, our world today is full of division due to radical religious, economic, generational, and various other factors. To heal these divisions, world leaders would be striving to build a society, should be striving to build a society where people can live with a sense of security. Not thinking for themselves by any means, not worshiping Yahweh, by all means not having anything in holiness in their lives, because they're coming against, as the prophet said, he's going to come against all forms of holiness. Translated, all holy people there, all holy people. But that's a mistranslation that the experts know that it's mistranslated. And it means come against all forms of holiness. And of course, that's exactly what your scripture shows that is taking place in this time period. This is the last days, the last generation that started in 1934. It's just about to end. Scientists are another news article. Okay weather. Why the recent devastating floods will become the new normal. Well, of course, they think they have it figured out. The real cause is disclosed in our book called The Real Cause of Global Warming. Now, that article really caught on. That's the one that's gone to the top right now with millions of readers. And I think with the movement of that Yahweh has now going, that this will, you know, be an uplift to a lot of people, and they're going to be swaying and making plans to come to the house. Praise Yahweh. Now get this, scientists are cautious about attributing any single weather extreme to climate change and the rise of global average temperatures due to a human emissions of greenhouse gases such as carbon dioxide from fossil fuel burning. They're cautious about this because they know it's not true. Many of them are voicing their opinions now, saying this is not true. This is something else behind this 196 nations that the Pope is forming here. We can see the world is filled with disobedience and with divisions. Now, it's seen here by other people, and they're voicing their opinions, that it's filled with that. Where did it start? Where was it that Yahweh said it started, and how did this get started? And where will it end? If you'll turn over to 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, 2 Corinthians, chapter 11. Now, you're going to have to pay close attention or you won't get what the apostles is showing here. And there's a lot more that I won't read today, but you, instead of teaching your child wheels, you could be teaching them the rest of this. Because it is in our books. I've covered it in the sermons. I've covered it. It's in the book of Yisrael. If you don't have a Yisrael Says program, you need to get it. And this way you could type in microorganisms or whatever subject you want into this thing, and it will pull it up in a matter of seconds, and you could teach your child that instead of how to leave the house of Yahweh and go playing at Six Flags. Oh, don't that sound exciting? That is one of the stupidest rides you'll ever get on. It really is. It's of no benefit at all. There's no benefit at all in Six Flags. I saw a cruise ship yesterday an advertisement on it, a cruise ship. I let someone talk me into going on a cruise one time. They had many more people than this right here on that cruise ship. I think they had 11,000. I think that was what was advertised. 11,000. They had aisles about this wide. The ship headed to the Bahamas, and it was a crosswind, so the ship was giving it this. Now imagine riding a few hours like that. You start down the aisles, and you'd slip, and you'd look down, That's where someone just vomited. The aisles were filled with vomit all the way into their cafeteria inside the ship. I don't think anyone would ever take a cruise twice. They might take it once, but I don't think they would ever be talked into it. But I don't think Eve would be talked into this again. I think if she had her way and got a chance, I think she would go the other way. She could look at this, which your child could actually show Eve this. Your daughters. If you show your daughters all of this, then your child, your daughter, could actually have a place. Yeshua's going to say, welcome. Not get away from me, but welcome. Now that's the opportunity you have right now. Throw it away on a bunch of wheels or visiting your Christmas relatives. Do you think that's worth it? Yeah, and this is the craziest thing I've ever heard. It's like a pig grunting because he's too full and keeps eating of the world. You can't get any sense out of that. You can't. There's no way. Think about it. Just think about it. What benefit did it help you to ride that goofy, dangerous thing around some rails up in the sky, coming over hills that's supposed to scare you? Makes me think of reading about this guy. They got this lift. They lift you up there. They tie your feet with this rope and you jump off. And it's a bungee cord. It's supposed to catch you before you get to the thing. Well, somebody didn't tie the rope. And this occurs a lot. A lot of people die. A lot of people die riding those dangerous wheels. But what benefit? He went up there and jumped off. And if he didn't die, what benefit did he get out of it? What benefit did you get riding a stupid wheel here and there, up and down? It sounds like Satan. Where have you been, Satan? Oh, just here and there, back and forth. Her whole life is like this. She's wandering around like some idiot that doesn't have anything, any plans for future. Well, you got a tremendous plan ahead of you, you know? Teach your children Yahweh's way and make plans for them to teach Eve when they resurrect her. That's something to look forward to, right? Well, look at 2 Corinthians now, 11, and look at verse 3. But I fear by any means as the serpent subtly deceived Eve with her craftiness. Think of what you're being deceived with today to pull you away from your studies, away from your overcoming, away from your teaching your children, which is your obligation to teach them Yahweh's way, not the stupidity you see out in the world. You know, the Catholic Church, did you know they bought up all the world fairs at one time? This has been many years ago. The Catholic Church saw this thrills, and they said it takes you out of reality. And of course, they had their nuns there who were actually dressed properly then. They stopped them from that. They took those holy robes off of them. You don't see that anymore with the Catholic nuns. You see, Dale Evans, look. Dale Evans, Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. They were married, but she carried a different name showing her independence. But all of this has changed drastically, coming against every form of holiness. And I fear, he says, that by any means, as the serpent beguiled, subtly deceived Eve with her craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted and led astray from the simplicity that is in the Messiah. Simplicity that Yahweh gave in the Garden of Eden before it all turned to murder and chaos. For if we who comes preaches another message, this is what Eve did. I mean, Satan did with Eve. That's what the divining serpent today is doing, saying, don't teach morals now. Be sure and don't teach morals, because you take away from the woman's rights to sin, or the man's rights to sin, to practice sin, which we have not preached, or if you accept a different spirit. A different spirit? You get that? A different spirit, which we have not received, or another message, which you may not accept. You might well put up with him. You might rather follow him. This spirit, if you look over to Yochanan, we'll come back there later, but look back to Yochanan, the sixth chapter, Yochanan 6, and notice verse 29 here. A different spirit than what you learn at the house of Yahweh. Six and verse 29. And Yahshua answered and said to them, this is the work of Yahweh, that you believe in him whom he has sent. This is the work. This is the work of Yahweh that will get you into the kingdom. This is the work that Malachi said, that's where you find Yahweh's laws taught. The priest's lips must, if they want to be a priest of Yahweh, they must keep knowledge of his laws, his ways, and must teach that. And notice he said, because of this, they said to him, what sign will you perform for us to see, that we may see it and believe you? What work will you do? Our fathers ate manna, he said, in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. And Yahshua said to them, truly I say to you, Moshe did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. Gives you the true bread? How? Go back to verse 29 and see. From the one sent. The one sent. Look, now let's read on. Let's read on. Get all this in your mind first, then we'll go to the next scripture. The bread, verse 33. For the bread of Yahshua is he who came down out of Yahweh and gives life to the world. Came down, the true bread, came down. The body of Yahshua didn't come down from heaven. It was born of his mother, Miriam. He was the Son of Man. That's what he's always been shown. The bread came down from heaven into him, and he taught it. That's what, get this picture, because that's exactly what takes place with the one sent. He was the one sent for that time. He's high priest over the one he's sending and beholding at this time. And the manna, this great manna from heaven, is still coming down from Yahweh. It's not coming from the throne of that sits on the seven hills of Rome. For the bread of Yahweh is he who came down out of Yahweh and gives life to the world. Look on down to verse 37. All whom the Father gives me will come to me, and he who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. if you will come to Him. Developing this character, seeking the laws, seeking first the kingdom of Yahweh and His righteousness, that's the first thing you should be seeking from the time you wake up of a morning till the time your eyes close of a night, before you go to sleep. That's the things that your mind should be on right now if you want a part in this kingdom. We need to overcome hurriedly. We need to get our minds off of everything in the world hurriedly. For by no means have I come from outside Yahweh's authority. That's what he's speaking of. Coming by Yahweh's authority, which comes down only from Yahweh concerning his work. It doesn't come from anyone else. Comes straight from Yahweh. How? I'll show you that in just a minute in writing, but it's through his holy prophets, the work he spoke of. Yahweh's authority. For by no means have I come from outside Yahweh's authority to do my own will, but rather to do the will of the one who sent me. Look over to Amos with that Amosha, with that in mind. Amosha 3, found on page 696. Amosha 3. Right now we're hearing the rumors. We're seeing, you know, how they're going to solve their problems with nuclear war. And everybody is talking nuclear now. Iran, if you noticed on the news there, it gave its big boast that it had nuclear weapons and it was ready. They were ready to use them against anyone who crossed their path. Well, this is more Hitler talk. And of course, Hitler is the one that the Catholic Church, if you've ever seen the Holocaust, film that they put out that shows what you'll see in the Holocaust Museum, their torture chambers, their torture instruments. If it gets down to that, it's supposed to be the worst ever in history. And it will get to that because, you know, they're still using Guantanamo Bay tactics. And, of course, they got Hitlers everywhere now that's saying kill them all, bomb them all, get their parents. If a child does something wrong, get their parents, get their whole family, take their wealth. Well, that's what occurred in the United States when the Catholic Church sent Columbus to take over this nation and kill everyone who was here that wouldn't put their children in the Catholic schools. You know, if you read, this was brought up, the woman was trying to get the Pope to relent on the law that no one but Catholics could own land. No one but Catholics could have their way in the courts. Everything was Catholic. And it's still that way in South America. And the woman was trying to get him to take that law off of the books, but they wouldn't do it. It's still there. And those people are suffering for it. That's freedom. That's the freedom you see there. We have a different freedom here. Otherwise, we couldn't be teaching anything. Well, here now in Amosha 3, in verse 1, he said, hear this word, this which comes down from heaven. Hear it. Revelation said, blessed are those who hear and those who do, those who practice. Hear the word which Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt. Now, all of these had turned away from him after seeing miracle after miracle after miracle. And they even bragged about the manna and how it came down from heaven to feed them. This is actually bragging about it, but they wouldn't keep his laws. You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you. That actually means my judgment is. My judgment is for you all your iniquities. Can two walk together unless they are in agreement? Yahweh says, come to the priest. The priest will tell you Yahweh's will. Yahweh's not going to change and let sin enter his kingdom. We're looking for a world where righteousness dwells, not where the sickness and disease that we're seeing now all over the earth dwells. None of this will be allowed there. This is what you need to really be teaching your children daily. Teach them diligently, Yahweh said, Deuteronomy 6:5, I believe it is, or 7. Teach them diligently when you rise up, when you lay down, when you walk by the way. Teach them diligently. Don't bring in worldly teaching. Teach them these laws and what will get them a job in the kingdom. Yes, praise Yahweh. You've got to be in agreement with Yahweh. Look on down to verse 6. Will a trumpet be blown? Now you see all the hell being raised. Will a trumpet be blown in the city and people not be afraid? This is a warning, a trumpet of warning. Warning. You know, they had these cities, they had them walled in, and they, most of the time they had the gates open where the people could travel back and forth out the gates and in the gates. But then when they also had guards up on high places that could see, and if they saw an army coming, they would blow the trumpet, the people would rush to inside the gates, and there, of course, they'd close the big doors that they thought no one could enter. And, of course, the Roman army, they'd just batter them down, and they'd surround the city, cut off the food, the water, everything, until they battered the doors down, take the people captive, what they wanted, kill the others, and so forth. That's what built the Catholic Church, fear. Not love, not concern, not unity, but fear built the Catholic Church. Once they had all of this under control, they didn't need their army, so they put any more out in the fighting, and they had given up conquering some of the other nations that had come up also and got strong, and it was taking too many soldiers, so they brought the soldiers out, dissolved them into the public places where they still hold these same offices today. Yes, America is held, more offices is held by Catholics than even the Christians, the Protestants. Catholics in the offices. That's how they get their way. The Supreme Court is a great example. Will the trumpet be blown in a city and the people not be afraid? Will iniquity flourish? That is, fostered by religious imposters be taking place in a city and Yahweh not also have a righteous work there? Will it? Now listen to what he says here. Notice what he says. He means it. This is the authority that comes down from heaven that Yeshua was speaking of. The authority. The authority is here at his house. The buck stops here, right here. Yeah. Most assuredly, Yahweh, Father Yahweh, will have no work other than the work that he has prophesied by his servants, the prophets. The rest of this chapter, well, let's read on just a little bit. The lion has roared. Well, you see the lion roaring. Who is not afraid? We see it. We see the lion roaring. You know what that's speaking of? Surely, as much time as I've spent on the 12 tribes and read Genesis 49 verse 9, the lion, the no one can take this away from this group that Yahweh allowed to be set up. No one can take it away but Yahweh. Who can turn the Leviathan around? You know what the Leviathan is, surely. But now, it's the divining spirit. The divining spirit that is really capable of deceiving, and she has always all kinds of ways of doing it. You get trapped in one of these little ways, you know, and then I know you resent being told, you resent being corrected. Well, this is a spirit that that resentment, a spirit of resentment that Satan wants in you. She actually wants this so you will rebel against and not take this and not develop a character that Yeshua will say, welcome, instead of get away from me, you workers of iniquity. But who can prophesy, he says. That's in the last part of verse 8. Who can prophesy? Who will show this? Publish it. Publish it in the palaces of Ashdod and in the palaces of the land of Egypt. We have it in all those places, by the way, right now. Who can do this? Ashdod. I remember when we were there elders were commenting on this, and I said, you know, this is prophesied, Ashdod. That's the reason we're here. And of course, we got our books, and they got a huge library there in Ashdod, and we got our books there, and the Book of Yahweh, and so forth there. And they readily accepted it. They may have threw it out the back door. I don't know, but I think they're still there. Palaces in the land of Egypt. We're there too, and say, assemble yourselves on the mountains of Samaria, and behold the great turmoils. Behold the great turmoils. You can see it on every news now, especially the foreign news channels or CNN. See the turmoil within her and the oppressions in her midst. Surely we can see the people, the refugees, that are foodless, homeless, everything. Surely we can see that here in the United States even. We see this all the time, and people refusing to take care of them, making out like they're feeding the poor. You go to Salvation Army now, and they'll ask to see your driver's license. Yes? And you can't eat unless you have a driver's license. But I thought... Yeah, I know, but I got to see your driver's license. Yeah, before you can get that piece of turkey served once a year. Salvation Army, that's Salvation Army. And that's about the extent of the salvation that comes from the whole world at this time. For they do not know to do righteousness. None of them do. None of the world knows total righteousness like you are being taught here. But I'm teaching you, brethren, a place in the kingdom, a job in the kingdom. You can't teach others unless you submit yourself to this great job that Yahweh has for you. You can't resist half of Yahweh's knowledge that He's given you here. You can't resist any of it. You've got to humbly accept every bit of it and change your way of thinking and find the joy that this will bring you. You will. You'll see. Start seeing the joy. If you'll just do this, you rebel and you won't see the joy. You'll see a pull from Satan. Let's go here. Let's go there. Hey, let's go see this. That's the joy of Satan. And it's a deep pull for everyone here today in the world. Let's go to Grandma's house. Man, her house kind of stinks. Did you notice that? Oh, I hate that turkey. I couldn't eat it. Man, that's the worst I ever saw. We should have went to McDonald's. Oh, well, let's go to McDonald's. Man, do you see that worm crawling out of that thing? Did you see it on the film? Worms crawling out, and I said, oh, that's all right. heat it to 140 degrees or 240, whatever it was. I thought that's what was called a burnt sacrifice. Well, you see this turmoil going all over the land? For they do not know the way to righteousness. That's what you're learning here, the way to righteousness, says Yahweh. They who store up violence, what do you see? Hitler. Hitler was the most violent man portrayed. He's not the most violent man in these days. They're training him now to be more violent than Hitler. Yes, much more. And they're bragging about it, and each time they brag about it, their popularity rises. Did you see that? And the Pope says, oh, yes, this is okay. You know, it's justified. Well, this war is justified. If there's people causing fighting against the Catholic Church, they're heretics. That's what Germany, Hitler and Germany, was going after was what they called heretics. A heretic was a Sabbatist, a Sabbathist. Yes, they kept the Sabbath or thought they were keeping the Sabbath. They had a menorah. They had a menorah that they set in the window. They had to set it in the window because the Talmud told them they had to set it in the window. Well, that gave away their secret. And then they put an armband on them, and so they would recognize them from the other Israelites. Yes, they were other Israelites. That's all. They who store up violence and robbery in their palaces, therefore, this is what Father Yahweh says, an adversary is leading you. Do you get that? Surrounding you. It means it's taking you over. This adversary is surrounding you and leading you to destruction. It all started with rebellion, and of course it's grown now to where it's a Leviathan, to where no man could stop this. Only Yahweh has a plan to stop it that will actually work. He's putting that plan together and going to bring it about with you, those who humble themselves and overcome and come to unity with Yahweh, because no two people can walk together unless they be agreed. And you can't just halfway agree with Yahweh. You're going to have to totally become Yahweh, 100%. And pound yourself, get yourself ready. Satan's going to come after you and make you mad because I told you this, because I corrected you. If that's going on in your mind, you may be lost already. You better repent of that too while you're repenting. Come to a deep understanding that I'm not going to give. You know, I'm going to teach this. Praise Yahweh. Thank you. I love you too. I'm going to hammer on you till you become perfect, and then I'll have eternity with you. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next leader. I love you!